वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योगम शिक्षा तमेक पुरुष पुराण। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीर धारी कृपां विदित्यस्तमहं प्रपद्ये दिस भास वाज कंपोज्ड बाय सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य। You know Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? You have not heard?
Yes.
Who is he? Who is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? Yes. And Nandarani knows better than you. The girls are intelligent. Yes. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a great impersonator and a great logician. The impersonality school, amongst them, there were very, very learned scholars. Shankaracharya himself, he was a unique scholar. At the age of 8 years only, he studied all the Vedas. And not only he studied, he became a critical student, Shankaracharya. He was incarnation of Lord Shiva. Therefore, nobody can be compared with him. So amongst the impersonality school, there are many great logicians and high class scholars, but according to Vedic principles, God realization does not depend on material intelligence or scholars. It is stated in the Vedas, Nayam Atma Prabhasanina Labhya. He cannot realize his self simply by arguments or very scholarly speeches. No. Nayam Atma Prabhasanina Labhya Na Bahuna Stutena. Neither by studying many, many different types of Vedic literature. Nāmātmā pravacane na labdhā, na bhuna suti na, na mevaya. Neither by sharp brain or mevari. These are good qualifications to be scholarly, to be a very good speaker and to have very good memorizing power. These are materially very good qualifications. But they are not qualifications for realizing God. Then what is the qualification of realizing God? Jamevaisa Vrinitaritena Labhya. God can be realized only to whom He reveals. You cannot oblige God to become manifest before you because you are very good scholar or you are very rich man or you are very good looking or you have got very good memorizing power. No. Jamai vai sabdhinit. When he is pleased, then he reveals unto the devotee. Therefore our business should be for God's realization, to please him. And that pleasing process is this devotional service. Let us engage in his service, and when he becomes pleased, yes, he's very sincerely, just like the gopis, they were village girls, not even born of very high family. Cowherds, ordinary agriculturists, cowherdsmen. So their daughters, so how much education is there? There was no education practically. In the village, even men, in India still, they are 90% illiterate. And what to speak of the girls? The men are not even literate. Because according to Vedic civilization, it was not necessary that everyone should go to school. There was no necessity. Because the things were being learned by Shruti, by oral research, knowledge from the perfect man, one would hear and he would become learned. There was no necessity of, learning everything, no. Even in Vedic age, everything was memorized. There was nothing in writing. People were so sharp and vain that once heard from the spiritual master, they will never forget. The Brahmachari system made their brain so powerful that whatever they will hear from the spiritual master, they will keep in the brain and never forget. They will repeat verbatim. Smriti. This is called retaining power. So, God realization does not depend on material opulence. Material opulence means to take birth in high family, janma. Janma means high parentage. Janma is adhyana, and wealthy, great riches. These are material opulence. High parentage, great riches, and great learning, and great beauty. These four things are material opulences. Janma is sutta stri. Janma means birth, isajja means wealth, and sruta means education, and sri means beauty. So, God realization, these things are not essential. But Krishna consciousness movement can utilize everything, so nothing is neglected. That is another point. But if somebody thinks that I have got all these opulences, therefore God realization is very easy for me. No, that is not. So God realization depends on God. Because God, you cannot oblige God by some force. Just like if you have got money, you can do anything nowadays. If you have got strength of wealth, you can have any power, you can do anything. But that does not mean that you can purchase God. No, that is not so. If you have got beauty, you can conquer over very stalwart, very strong man. Just like, what is the Cleopatra? You have heard the Grecian history. He was very beautiful. And he conquered many great warriors. So beauty sometimes can conquer even the greatest man. But that does not mean beauty can conquer God. No, that is not possible. So, the Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga, to conquer God is bhakti. If you are advanced in devotional service, then you can conquer God. Just like the gopis, as I was speaking, their parentage was not very high, not at all high. Meal as agriculturist, farmer, no education, practical, no education at all. And they are not rich at all. Agriculturists, farmers, they are not very rich. So, how they conquered Krishna? Krishna was just a play toy in their hands. Gopi bhavara samutadla. They conquered Krishna simply by devotional service. Yes. They did not know anything except Krishna. They did not have to care anything. Simply, they are always thinking of Krishna. The one instance of their absorption in Krishna consciousness is explained that when Krishna was playing on the pasturing ground, the gopis were crying at home. Why? They were thinking that Krishna's body is so delicate, so soft, that we, when we take his lotus feet and place on our breast or chest, we think it is hard, very hard for us. So Krishna is walking in the forest. There are so many particles of stones. They are freaking. And how much Krishna is feeling then? This thinking may cause their crying. How Krishna is feeling pain. And the whole day they will think of Krishna like that. And when Krishna will come back from the pasturing ground, then they will be relieved that Krishna has now come. This was their business. Now this thought of thinking of Krishna does not require any riches or any high parentage or any beauty or any education. So we have to develop such Krishna consciousness. However, this Gaudiya Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descendants, our line of God realization is that separation, feeling of separation. Not that we have got Krishna within our hand, no. This feeling of separation, worship of Krishna by feeling of separation is better than the worship by directly meeting. Vipralamba seva. So, this Vairagya Vidya renunciation Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya means no more attachment for this material world. That is Vairagya. So Bhakti Yoga means Vairagya Vidya. This Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. This Vairagya Vidya means Bhakti Yogam. Sikha Sameka Purusa Pura. So Krishna, the Supreme Original Personality, He has come down to teach us this Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikha Sameka Purusa Pura. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna has appeared in the form of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, my respectful obeisances unto him. So, naturally, this context came into my mind. This wise Vairagya. So one who becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, naturally they become disinterested for any material purpose. They do not care. So Vairagya, this Bhakti Yoga means Vairagya Vidya. You can chant. Oh, I have found out it. Oh. What is the price for this?
No charge.
No, what do they sell?
Oh, this drum is broken, but you gave it to us free. I do not know.
It is broken?
It was broken, but we fixed it.
Oh. Oh. When they give in charity, they give something broken. Kanaguru Bhavanti Dana. In India, there is a charity is given to the Brahmins. A man saw that his cow is blind. All right, give it in charity. Charity means, charity should be the first class thing, if it is really charity. But nowadays people give in charity just for me. Oh, I am giving some. This charity, you have read Bhagavad Gita, there are three kinds of charity. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. Sattvic, charity in goodness is with due consideration. That here should be given the charity. Just like the breathing injunction is to give charity to the Brahmins. Why? And that is the worthy place to give charity in the hands of Brahmins and Vaishnavas. Real Brahmins. And I don't say caste Brahmins. Because they will employ whatever you give them in the service of the cause, Lord. Therefore, charity, that is perfect. There is no question of profit on men. But charity should be given here. Here is something. God's service. And that is that. And Rajasic means for the sake of name. Oh, people will say, I am so charitable. That is Rajasic. And Tamasic, one who does not know where the money is going, just like in the Bavari states. Some drunkard comes and polish his motor car, and somebody gives $5. And he immediately goes to drink. That means, this charity means giving impetus for drinking. So if charity creates such drunkard, that is very dangerous. He has to suffer. The man he is giving in charity. Therefore, in charity also, there must be consideration. It must be shakti. So, see, anyway, he has come here. So, it is shakti. Whatever his mind may be, anyway, he has given to this temple. So, it is shakti. Chant.